You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 185.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, how you doing, my friends? I hope that you are doing awesome. Thanks for joining me on this Q&A episode. And guys, I'm extremely grateful for so many things. I'm grateful for you taking the time to listen to this particular podcast episode right now. I'm grateful for all the new reviews that that have been, you know, submitted on iTunes. And I'm grateful for just all the growth that's been happening in my personal life and in my business. You know, when I rewind the clock, I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine who happens to be our dispositions manager. And, you know, I said, man, you know, rewind the clock about 90 days and look where we were and then just compare that to where we are now. And, you know, sometimes you're running and gunning and you're going and you're growing, you know, you're in hyper growth mode and you don't realize how much you've been able to accomplish in such a short amount of time. And I think it was, not sure if it was Tony Robbins or someone else, and I don't want to butcher the quote, but basically something along the lines of, you know, human beings overestimate what they can do in the short run, but they underestimate what they can do in the long run, or vice versa. But the point is that, you know, 90 days to some people might look like, that might seem like a long period of time, but it's pretty quick. And there's so much that you can accomplish in a 3-month period if you're, you know, if you're just extremely intentional about what you want, why you want it, et cetera. And, you know, 90 days ago, there's just been so much change in the business. And with growth, you know, and with everything that we've been implementing in our business from EOS to 4-5xing the amount of direct mail volume that we've been sending and just so many other things that we've put into the business, just more detailed sales training, et cetera. There's a couple things that really jump out that I realize that I really want to share with you. And the first one is, guys, don't strive for perfection. Just strive to get better. Okay, because perfection doesn't exist. You know, nobody has a perfect business, and you should really encourage challenges, you know, because that's the kind of stuff that shapes you, that molds you, not only as a person, but as a leader. And so stop striving for perfection. You know, I think so many people are out there, you know, with social media, everybody's chasing a unicorn. You know, they're following other people's quote unquote success story, but they don't know all the intricacies of their life, their story, how they got there. If it's even their reality or if it's just a social media facade. So, you know, I want to encourage you to stop chasing that unicorn, you know, AKA other people's quote unquote success, whether it's true or not true. You know, you hope it's true, but start focusing more on creating your reality, on designing your life. And I think with a focus on that, that's not to say that you don't want to surround yourself with people that can uplift you, people that can help elevate your game, because there's a lot to be said for that. Okay. And that's why I'm such a big fan of masterminds. But you're just surrounding yourself with the right people on your team, because that's extremely important. Without doing that, it's going to be very hard to achieve any level of success or sustainable success. So that's the first thing I want to share with you guys is don't strive for perfection. Just strive to get better each and every day. And the second thing is stick to the basics. You know, fundamentals might not sound sexy, but it's what's going to get you to the next level. Okay, as odd as that may sound, and here's what I mean by that. I was having a conversation with, and I'm not going to mention the guy's name because, you know, it was just a private conversation, and I don't think he'd mind, but just in case. And I was asking him, I was basically getting his opinion on, you know, our goals for this year, and more importantly, not his opinion on our goals, but his opinion on our action plan. to accomplish those goals. And we were talking about the things that we want to accomplish, you know, our 90 day rocks and, you know, here's our 1 year target, et cetera. And I was sharing with him, look, you know, we're about 4Xing the amount of direct mail volume that we've ever sent. And which is a pretty big jump, you know, and one of the things he shared with me, he shared with me like two or three things that I implemented right away. And we've already started seeing results from. And one of those things was, he says, make sure that when you're in growth mode and you start doing more marketing or you start whatever it is you're doing, make sure that you keep an eye on the fundamentals. You know, so for example, it's very easy that when you start to increase your marketing volume, whether it's direct mail or outbound dialing or whatever it might be, that you start to maybe just focus on the low hanging fruit. You know, and he says, be careful because you're going to be tempted with so many leads coming in. Your acquisitions team is going to be tempted to just focus on the low hanging fruit. And you know, he's told me, he said, it's the complete opposite. You need to book more appointments. Keep an eye out for pain, for motivation. Forget about price. Don't just be tempted to take the, you know, to take the cherry off the top, you know, but really dive deep in with these people, because with more leads, you know, comes just more processing, and you got to make sure that not only do you have the right people, but that your systems and your processes are tightened up, because once you kind of turn on that faucet and you start to do more marketing, it's going to test your infrastructure. It's going to test your team. It's going to test your processes. And challenges can arise, but it's an opportunity to, again, get better, kind of tying in what I first mentioned that I wanted to share with you. So, just stick to the fundamentals, you know, and I think about, several months ago, you know, one of my acquisitions, managers has been with me for well over a year. And we were talking about, an appointment that he had like within a few hours. And I was asking him, and this particular guy he's experienced a lot of growth from where he started to where he is now. Like, he's come a long way, and I'm really proud of him for that. And at the same time, sometimes it's very easy, myself included, it's very easy to fall back into our comfort zone and not go that extra mile. And I was asking him just some basic questions about the appointment he was going to have in a few hours. And just some of the basic things that he wasn't really sure. He had to like go into Podio and look it up. And I'm talking basic things like, hey, you know, who's all on title, right? Is it just this lady you're meeting with, or is she married? You know, what's the real motivation behind selling, right? Like, not the surface level answer, but what do they really, really ultimately want? And, you know, within a few minutes, I found out that he wasn't as prepared for that particular appointment as what he should have been. And I had a similar conversation to him. I said, hey, you know, Don't get lazy. Don't just put in like the bare minimum. But you know, you got to be prepared, and you got to go above and beyond here. Like, you have to know everything about this seller, everything about their situation. You know, did you look up to see if they had a social media profile to learn more about what makes this person tick, their likes, their wants, their desires, their dreams? Did you put in that time? And, you know, I fast forward to today, and that's one of our principal core values is, you know, we believe in going above and beyond. And that means a whole lot of different things. And we have a very clearly defined definition for what that means. But it's just become very evident that that's one of the things that that is our core values is going above and beyond. And so really those are the really the two to three main things that I want to just share with you on today's particular episode. So I'm not really answering a question, but I am just communicating to you something that I think is extremely important. That's number one, stop trying to strive for perfection. Or maybe you can strive for it, but don't expect perfection, because I don't think it exists. We all have challenges in our business, but it's an opportunity to get better. Okay, so strive to get better. The second thing is, you know, stop chasing that unicorn, which is other people's success or other people's the story that they're putting out there on social media, because it may or may not be true. If it inspires you, great, but just make sure that you're not spending so much time following other people's dreams that you forget about your own. Okay. And the third one is just sticking to the basics, right? The fundamentals is what's going to get you to that next point. It's being consistent in those fundamentals. You know, there's a saying that says what got you to Egypt won't get you to the promised land. And I think this is applicable here. I think it's a matter of, you know, obviously you got to be consistent at doing the right things. And the right things oftentimes is sticking to the basics and just leaning on your fundamentals. You know, I grew up my entire life playing baseball to the point where I was fortunate. I got a scholarship to play baseball at St. Thomas University. So I played my first year, and then from there, I just lost the desire for it. So I ended up transferring school, and that was the end of my baseball career. But growing up, I always wanted to be a professional athlete. And I remember different coaches, from my father to just so many baseball coaches I had throughout the years, you know, they would break down my swing, right? They would break down my batting swing, and it was all about just the basics. It was just repetition, repetition, repetition. It wasn't anything sexy. It was actually kind of boring, but those basics and just practicing repetition, that's what got me to perform at a high level when I was playing baseball growing up and in high school, and then ultimately my first year in college. So same thing applies in your business. You know, go back to those basics, go back to the fundamentals, and make sure that you're consistent at that. And I think you're going to see long-term success. So that's what I got on today's show, guys. If you have any questions, you can always just go to flipempire.com. You can click on the Ask Alex link, reach out to me there, or you can shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. And again, I would really, really appreciate it. I'd love to get over 100 five-star rating and reviews. And I think there's like 91 or 92 reviews in iTunes, and 90 of them are five-star ratings and review. I had one person that rated a 3-star, but they didn't really give much feedback. So I would love any feedback, whether it's a 5-star or 4-star or 3-star. Hopefully it's a 5. But let me know what you're thinking, because that's what really pushes me and fuels me to keep going here. So appreciate you guys, and I'll catch you on the next show.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.